as you probably know, the 21st Amendment was finally approved in 1933, in October, I think, of 1933, and Connecticut essentially became, repealed prohibition when that happened. But Bridgewater went ahead and went back to prohibition 2 years later. And that was done in a town meeting, and the vote is recorded here, and it's pretty interesting because it shows that the results of the vote on liquor question, 99 to 14 voted against any alcohol being served. Now, the story is, or the anecdote is that there was an event where somebody got kicked downstairs in a dance hall in town by a woman who ran the dance hall, and he was a drunk, and apparently he died. And there must have been problems during the time when prohibition was no longer in effect in those 2 years, and apparently the church ladies got riled up, and one of them was married to the first selectman and had a lot of influence, and so they basically turned it over. They got all the church people out, and that was, you know, a problem.
Curtis, let's get into the reasons why this town referendum came up.
Well, the reason it came up was because two business people in town, and one of them is the largest taxpayer, and another one has the only factory in town. Then they own property that had abandoned banks on them, and they wanted to turn those banks into restaurants, and the premise was a restaurant couldn't make it unless it could serve alcohol. And, we wanted to support that, and we decided that since it was somewhat controversial, that we would take it to a referendum, and that was on the advice of the town attorney at the time. So that was, something that was incorrectly done. It didn't follow the ordinances that are in the intoxicating liquors section of the Connecticut general statutes. And so, we weren't able, it turns out, that we wouldn't have been able to get it on the ballot. The liquor decision on serving alcohol or not, any change in your wanting to do that as a town in Connecticut has to follow this ordinance 30-10. And that specifies that it can only happen at a regular election of the town, preceded by having a petition filed by 10% of the voters and on record in the town clerk's office for at least 60 days before it can be put on a ballot. So we basically, in scheduling a referendum, we're doing the wrong thing, and fortunately we realized that at the last minute thanks to a citizen in Bridgewater who walked in with a copy of this state statute 30-10, and when I read that, I immediately called the town attorney and said, what's going on here? Is this a problem? And this was last Wednesday, and he said, yeah, it looks like it. And I said, well, call the state, and because I can't believe that this ordinance would trump all normal powers of a town meeting, which is the legislative body in these little towns in Connecticut. And the normal powers of a selectman or the board of selectmen or any normal process for calling for an election or a referendum get trumped by this 30-10. And on Thursday morning, we decided we had to call off this referendum because there is a vocal minority here who really feel that if we change this and start serving alcohol, that'll change the character of the town.
First, Selectman Reed, let's go back to the law, the statute that you discovered last week. First, the person that brought it to your attention, was it somebody in town who did not want alcohol being served in Bridgewater?
Yes.
Let's talk about this law a little bit, because it does say that it has to be adjoined with a town election. It specifically says town election. So, for instance, you do have elections coming up in November, but those are for congressional seats, that type of thing, and it's not for town elections. So you couldn't have it here in a few months. Is that correct?
That's correct. Unless there's some reason to, unless somebody resigns or a new position is created, And then it could happen, you know, any time, because that could become a regular town election. In theory, there is a way around this to get an election, but it would be, you know, at this point, it would be sort of making something happen that normally wouldn't happen. And we've looked into trying to get the legislation changed. I've been in contact with our congressmen locally, mm-hmm. our you know, representatives on the state level, and they haven't gotten back to me yet, but I understand that it maybe is too late to get legislation, a bill introduced before the short session of the General Assembly. You know, maybe there's a way this can be done, but I think it is kind of silly, and hopefully the people who are involved and want to have restaurants happen will proceed anyway with their plans, not knowing when they'd be able to serve alcohol, but we hope they would keep going on their application. But to wait 2 years at this point would be very detrimental, I think, for the whole initiative.
All right, First Selectman Reed, thank you so much.
Okay.